Today's shiur is Masecht Avodah Zarah on Daf Nun Ches. We will begin on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud with the words Hahu Uvda. Our Gemara in today's shiur begins exactly as the Gemara in yesterday's shiur, which was on Nun Vav Amud Beis, where we had Hahu Uvda Dehave Ben Arda. There was an incident that took place in Arda, and today's incident takes place in the city of Mechuza, which Rashi on the next Amud on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph tells us that this was the city of Rava. Hahu uvda dehava b'mechuza, asa oivet kechav ma'ayel l'chanus l'Yisrael. A goy came and he entered the store that was owned by Jews. Omar lehu, he said to the Jewish storekeepers, Islu chamra l'zvune, do you have any wine to sell me? Omru lei loy, they said to him, no, we have no wine. Have Yosef Chamra Bedavla. There was wine that was sitting there in a bucket. Shari Beyade. The goy saw the wine in the bucket. He thrust his hands into the bucket. Shich Sheikh Bey. He agitated the wine. Omar Lahu. He said to the storekeepers, Hai Lav Chamrahu. This is not wine. In other words, he was saying, what do you mean you have no wine to sell? There's wine right here in the bucket. Why don't you sell me this? Shakle Heich Berische, one of the storekeepers, took the wine in the bucket that the goy had touched, and he did it in anger. Shadia Ladana, he took that wine and he spilled it, he poured it out into a large barrel, into a cask. So now there was no question that the wine in the bucket had become usher to drink. It was usher b'shtiyah. The question was it now usher in hanah? And on this, we are going to find a machlokes. Sharya Rava lezuni loyav dekechavim. Rava permitted this wine to be sold to a oyved avodah zarah, to a goy. In other words, Rava permitted it behanah. If legolei Rav Huna bar Chinana, V'Rav Huna Bereid Rav Nachman. So Rav Huna Bar Chinana and Rav Huna Bereid Rav Nachman, they argued. They were not, Rashi tells us, they were not in Mechuza with Rava when Rava rendered this psak, but when they heard about the psak that Rava gave in their city where they were, they disagreed. Nafke Shipure de Rava Visharu. So there went out messengers from Rava who proclaimed and that it is mutter, and it's called Shipur from the word Shifer, because when these messengers would make a public proclamation of the psak of Rava, they would do it by blowing a Shifer, getting people's attention. So they did that in the city of Mechuza, the Nafki Shipur, the Rav Huna Bar Chanina, Rav Huna Bar Rav Nachman Vasri, and in the place where Rav Huna Bar Chinana and Rav Huna Bar Nachman were, they also issued a proclamation with the messenger blowing the shofar, getting people's attention, and telling the public that the wine that Rava had permitted in Mechuza was in fact usher b'hanah. Just want to point out one Rashi here that we did not mention before. Rashi says when the Jew threw the wine into the cask, into the barrel, he did it out of anger. And Rashi says, "Kloimer loytishta mimenu. You want to drink from this wine, you're not going to drink from it." Now, if we analyze what took place in this story, as we try to understand what is the svar of the machloikis here between Rava and the two Rav Hunas, there's actually a two-step process. First, the goy put his hands into the wine that was in the bucket, and he agitated the wine. And secondly, the Jew took that wine in the bucket and he poured it into the barrel. So we find further in Daf Ayin Dalet and also in Daf Ayin Gimel that Yayin Nesach Asus B'mashehu, and the Tanakama in Daf Ayin Dalet says that Yayin Nesach Shenafel Labor Kulei Oser, that if you had kosher wine in a pit and into that wine that was in the pit there was poured some Yayin Nesach, that Yayin Nesach, betaruvus, in the mixture with the wine, the kosher wine that's in the pit, would prohibit the entire wine that was in the pit. On that, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel there on, in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Daled argues, and he says that the only thing that is usher is the wine that was originally Yayin Nesach. It does not usher the rest of the wine in the mixture. But what should you do with the wine that was poured in that was Yayin Nesach? Yimacher kuli la'akum chutz midmei Yayin Nesach Shaboy. The Jew is allowed to have hanoah from the rest of the wine. It doesn't prohibit the wine. And all he should do is sell everything to a goy, and he should subtract in the sale whatever the value was of the Yayin Nesach that was poured in to the pit. So our Gemara here, the way Rashi learns our sugi, is not discussing what happened to the wine in the barrel. If the wine in the bucket became usher not only b'shtiyah, but became usher b'hanoah, how that would affect the wine in the barrel, that's not what the machlokas here between Rav and the two Rav Hunas is all about. That's a machlokas further in Daf Ayin Daled. And in fact, that's by Yayin Nesach. What's the din? According to the Chachamim, according to the Tanakhama, that's Machmer, and says that wine that was thrown into, Yayin Nesach that was thrown into a pit, and it all becomes usher. Does that apply only to Yayin Nesach, which is usher Midaraisa, or does it apply to Stam Yainim as well? That's a Machlokes Rishonim. That whole issue is discussed further on Daf Ayin Daled, Daf Ayin Gimel. It's not, we're not discussing that here in our machloikis. The machloikis between Rav and the two Rav Hunas is whether the wine that was in the bucket, in the davlo, whether that became osur bano. On that, Rav says, it's mutter bano, you can sell it to an oivdik chavim, and on that, the two Rav Hunas say that it is osur bano. Now, what is the svar of the machloikis between Rav and the two Rav Hunas? So Rav, the way the Ran and the Rajba explain, Rava holds that it's the exact same case that we had on Nun Vav Amid Aleph in the case of Medida, where a goy, instead of using an instrument, he used his hands to measure out wine for the Jew. So according to Rava, he paskin like the Rabban. We had a three-way machlokes there. Rav Shimon says that in that case, as we explained in yesterday's shiur, there was no Isser of Stam Yenim, not because of Yayin Nesach, and not because of Benoseyim. There's no Isser Shtia, there's no Isser Ano, it's Mutter totally. Why? Because we know that he was not having Kavana for the Avodah Zarah. He was putting his hand in order to measure. And the only time, according to Reb Shimon, that there's an Isser of Hano, of Stam Yenam, is only when it is a goy's wine, and not when it's a Jewish-owned wine which a goy touched, and therefore it's Mutter Bishti and Mutter Bano. Rav Nosson goes to the other extreme, and he says that since the goy touched it, even if it's Jewish wine, it does apply the Isser of Stam Yenam, and we're Machmer not only because of Benoseyim, which would just prohibit it Bishtiyah, but there's also the aspect of Yayin Nesach, because he touched the wine. We're worried about Yayin Nesach, that it was spilled, it was agitated for the Avodah Zarah. And therefore becomes not only Asur B'Shtiyah, it becomes Asur Banoah. The Rabbanan take the middle ground, and they say it's Asur B'Shtiyah, Mutter Banoah. We're not worried about agitating it for the Avodah Zarah, because there was another Kavanah there, why he put his hand in, to measure it for the Jewish customer. And it's Mutter Banoah, but it's Asur B'Shtiyah, because there is a din of Stam Yenim, the Isser of Stam Yenim, which applies to Benoseyim, which is an Isser Shtiyah, as we explained from the Rishonim in yesterday's shir. That does apply, and that's why it's Asur B'Shtiyah and Mutter Banoah. So Rava says that this case here, where the goy thrust his hand in, he wasn't doing it to be menasseh for the Avodah Zarah. He was doing it to show the Jewish storekeepers, look, here you have wine. Since he had a different kavana when he put his hand in, it's like the case of Medida, therefore it'll be Asur B'Shtiyah, because the goy touched the wine, but it will be Mutter Bano. On this, the two Ravas disagree, and they say that in our case, even the Rabbanan of Rab Nachman, of Rab Nosson, would be mighty to Rab Nosson that not only is it Asur B'Shtiyah, it's also Asur Bano. Why? Because they say the case of Medida is different than our case. In the case of Medida, where the goy is trying to measure it out for the Jew, he's trying to service the Jew. He knows that if he damages the wine of the Jew, the Jew will come after him and be teveya, that he damaged his wine. So there we say that there's a mitigating factor, there's a special reason to say that he did not have in mind to be menasechet for his avodah zarah, and that's why it's mutter bano, it's only aser v'shtiyah. However, in our case, we don't have that mitigating factor. He's not coming to help the Jew. The opposite. Perhaps here he was angry. He said, what do you mean you have no wine? You don't want to sell me wine? Look, you have wine here. And in fact, the Rishonim say, why did he stick his hand into the wine? He should have pointed it. Here you have wine. And since he stuck his hand in, here we could think that when he stuck his hand in, it was not only to show that you do have wine, but also at that time he had kavanah of using it for the avodah zarah and getting back perhaps revenge at the Jews who don't want to sell him the wine. And we are choshish that he was menasech for the avodah zarah. If so, then there's an aspect of hanah. Whenever you're dealing with wine that is... we know that is usher, that is being done for the avodah zarah, or that your choshish it's being done for the avodah zarah, then there's an aspect of an isser hanah. That's why the Ratut Rav Huna say that it was usher behanah. It'll come out that according to Rava, the only time it would be usher behanah is either there's a kavana where we know for sure he expressed distinctly that he's doing it for the avodah zarah, that would be usher medaraisa. If he has no kavana that we know why he's putting his hand there, so we don't know for sure midaraisa that it's a service for the avodah zarah. There, it's an issur rabbanan that we are choshish that he did it for the avodah zarah. That'll be usher midrabbanan, but it'll be usher banah because we're worried about yayin nesach and it becomes usher banah. But where he has another kavana, according to Rava, like in our sugi over here, the goy wanted to show the Jewish owner he had wine. There, it will be mutter banah, like the case of Medida. And on that, the two Rabbanan is saying no, that the Rabbanan who disagree with Rav Nasa will be might in our case, that it will be aser banah as well. And now we turn to Daf Nun Ches Amid Aleph. As Rashi explains the sugi, we'll first go through the sugi with Rashi. Tosis asked many kashas on Rashi and changes the girsa and learns a completely different pshat in the Gemara. Ayin Shum in this long Tosfos, Ikla Rav Huna Brei de Rav Nachman LeMechuza, we will mention five simple questions that Tosfos asks on Rashi Shita. We'll try to answer a few of them. Actually, Tosfos even asks more questions, but we will learn the sugya according to Rashi. So Rashi learns that before we start with the next part of this story, there's really a part that the Gemara later tells us, a few lines down, that transpired. And that is that Abaya came to Rava and surrounded him with questions and showed Rava that what he had paskened was wrong, that the wine inside the bucket was usser bahanah, not like he paskened that it was mutter bahanah. The next part on the top of Nun Ches Amid Aleph that we're going to learn now, this part of the story took place after Abaya had proven to Rava that he had made a mistake, and Rava admitted to Abaya that he made a mistake. He changed his psak, and he agreed that the wine in the bucket is also not only aser b'shtiya, it's also aser banah. And now begins the next part of the story. Ikla Rav Huna Bereid Rav Nachman Mechuza. So it once happened that Rav Huna Bereid Rav Nachman came to Mechuza. And here's where Rashi, in the top Rashi, the third line, tells us, Umechuzah humekai mishal Rava. This was the city of Rava. Now, Rav Huna Bereid Rav Nachman didn't know at that time when he came to Mechuzah that Rava had retracted his psak. And Rav Huna thought that Rava still believed that the wine in the bucket is mutter banah. And as Rashi says, Rava was afraid that Rav Huna is going to likewise surround him with kashas on his psak, on his initial erroneous psak. He didn't want to have Rav Huna badger him with these kashas, and that's why Amar le Rav Yakim Shamei, Rav said to Rav Yakim, who was his shamish, his attendant, Troy Gali, bolt very well the door, and we're going to learn the gears of the Bach, Deloy Leisu Inish Ulitardan. that no one should come in and bother us. And yet, even though he gave these instructions to Rav Eliakim, all legabe, Rav Huna Bereid, Rav Nachman managed to get in to the room where Rava was, Amar Lei, and he said to Rava, Ki hai gavna mai, what are you paskin in this case where somebody did a shikshuk, he agitated the wine, and he had some other reason? Do we say that the wine is mutter bano or not? Amar Lei, so Rava responded, Aser afilu bano, not only is it Aser b'shtiya, it's even Aser bano. In other words, he told Rav Huna Bereid, Rav Nachman, what he now was paskening after Abaya had shown him that he had made an initial erroneous psak. So Rav Huna Bereid, Rav Nachman says to Rava, V'homar hu domar shikshik, einoy siyayin nesach. You're the one who paskened about the wine in Mechuzah, that wine in the bucket was mutter bano, even though the goy had a different kavana, but that kavana wasn't enough. You paskened it's osir. So how can you? You paskened it's mutter. How can you tell me now that it's osir? So said Rava back to Rav Huna, Amr de Amri Ana. When did I say that it was mutter? You know which wine I was speaking about? I was speaking about the wine in the rest of the barrel. But I wasn't speaking about the wine in the bucket. Labar mit meidahu chamra. Besides the value of the wine that was in the bucket. But the meidahu chamra miyamri. When did I ever say that the wine in the bucket was also mutter bano? That is taka osur bano. And therefore, as Rashi says, you have to take the value of that wine and you have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech so that you shouldn't have any ano. I never meant to be matter the wine that was in the bucket. Only the wine that was in the barrel. In other words, Rava will hold that even if we'll say that the wine in the bucket becomes usher, but the wine in the barrel remains mutter, because he could paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. We'll see a svara like this in Rashi later on this Amid. Rav Shimon Gamliel, as we mentioned, the Mishnah in Daf Ayin Dalet holds that the yayin eskach that fell into a board, the rest of the wine, the kosher wine in the board, has not become usher. So that could be what Rava holds, or Rava could hold that perhaps here we're speaking about a issur of stam yenam, and by stam yenam, even the Rabbanan would hold that the rest of the wine in the barrel would remain mutter. That issur was only put on yayin nesach and not stam yenam. Here it's where a goy touched wine. We don't know for sure that the goy was doing it. We might suspect that he's doing it, but we don't know for sure. And by stam yenam, there's no din that the rest of the wine in the chavis becomes aser bano. So this was what Rava told Rav Huna. Rashi points out that really Rava was embarrassed to tell Rav Huna Bereid Rav Nachman that he had paskin that actually all the wine was mutter, not only the wine in the barrel, but even the wine in the bucket. But he was so embarrassed that he originally had made this wrong psak that he told them what I meant was only the wine in the barrel, but the wine in the bucket was usser. But that was only because he was embarrassed. As Rashi says, Mishum kisufa kamar hachi, aval iyu kulei shori. That's in Rashi Divrei Maschil, demei dahu chamram. On this pshat, the way Rashi learned this whole sugya, Tosfos asked many questions. As we mentioned, we're only going to say five of them. And they are as follows. Five easy questions. The first question asks Tosfos, on Rashita's Rashi, why is the Gemara out of sequence? We're now going to learn in the next piece of the Gemara how Abaya proved to Rava that his initial psak was erroneous. The Gemara should have put, according to Rashi, that part of the story before Rav Huna coming to Mechuzah. Why is it out of order? Question number two, why in fact did he not want to hear from Rav Huna? He told his shamish, Rav Eliakim, bolt the door, don't let anybody in. Why did he not want to listen? Since he was mita to Abaya, he agreed that Abaya was right. He was wrong, so he could tell Rav Huna Bereid Rav Nachman that I am paskening now that it's usher, like you, and let me hear, Adarabba, I heard Abaye's reasons why it's usher. Now let me hear your reasons. Why didn't he want to meet Rav Huna Bar Rav Nachman? A third question, why did he say no one should bother us? He should have said, Loi Lesi Hai Gavra, that person, I don't want to see Rav Huna Bar Rav Nachman. But that wasn't the Lashon he used. He used the Lashon, Loi Lesi Inchi Dilatardin, that no one should bother us. Why wasn't he specific, Hai Gavra, Rav Huna Bar Rav Nachman? A fourth question, you would think that if Rabbi Yochim, the Shamis, received those instructions, he would bolt the door, he would make sure that Rav Huna wouldn't come in, and yet the Gemara, it seems to be, all the Gabe, he went in. If he somehow forced the door ajar to get in, the Gemara should have said, says Taisvis, Dachak v'nichnas. He pressed himself in, he forced the door open. The Gemara doesn't say it. It looks like he just walked in. So what's going on? Rabbi Yochim got instructions, no one should bother his Rabbi, Rav Huna Bar Rav Nachman, and here he just lets his Rabbi Rava, and here he just lets Rav Huna Bar Rav Nachman walk in. What's going on here? And the final question that Tosfos asks is, then why does Rashi say he was embarrassed to tell Rav Huna the truth that he had paskin originally at the mutter, even the wine in the bucket, and therefore he said a lie. He said that I originally paskin that the wine in the bucket is usher. That's not true. Why didn't he admit? And we find elsewhere in Shas that Rav admitted his mistake. And in fact, if you look in Shabbos, of Samach Gimel Amud Beis, Nagod, they bring down all over Shas where the following expression was used by various Amoraim, Dvorim Shamarti Lefneichem To Sein Biyadi. What I told you originally in the Shir, speaking to his Talmidim, I made a mistake. I was wrong. And one of the Mar Mekoymis that is brought there in Shabbos, Samach Gimel Amud Beis, which I believe is the first time that this Lashon is mentioned in Shas, one of the places is the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, where Rava himself used this expression, Dvorim Shamati Lefneichem Toh Sein Biyadi. So why couldn't he have told Rav Huna Bar Rav Nachman the same thing? He told it to his Talmidim, why would he be embarrassed? Tell Rav Huna, I originally paskened one way, and Abaye showed me I was wrong, and I admit that's the derech of a Talmud Chacham, to admit if he made a mistake. And we find that Rav was used to admitting if he made a mistake. So two of the questions we will answer with the Rishash. The Binyan Shloima gives terutzim to the other questions of Tosfos, but we will answer two according to the Rishash, that when he told his Shamish, bolt the door and don't let anyone in, and he didn't say Hai Gavra, he was embarrassed to tell his Shamish, I don't want to see a great Gadol like Rav Huna Bered Rav Nachman. So therefore, in a smart, clever way, he gave the impression to Rabbi Yochim that he's in the middle of a sugi, he's being ma'ayin, he needs to concentrate, he can't have anyone bother him. He's not singling out Rav Huna Bered Rav Nachman, but he thought that his Talmud would understand not to let anyone in, even Rav Huna Bered Rav Nachman. And on that, the Talmud thought, he misunderstood his Rebbe, he thought plain people are coming to ask him a shaila, he'll keep them out, the Rebbe has to concentrate on something now, he can't see you right now, but it comes a gadol like Rav Huna Bered Rav Nachman, of course he's going to let him in, and that's why the Gemara says, Olagabe, he went in, it seems that he didn't have to push himself into the room of Rav Yochim, let Rav Huna come into the room. That's how Rosh Hashanah answers those two questions. But again, Tosfos has five and more questions, and therefore Tosfos has a different girsa and a different pshat in the whole sugya here. Ayin, Shum, we have learned the sugya bepashtus according to Rashi. And now the Gemara goes on to the next part of this story, which had to do when Rava came to Pumpadisa. Amar Rava, ki asoy le Pumpadisa, when I came to Pumpadisa, akva nachmeni shmaitzu masnisen da'asar. So nachmeni, that is Abaya, and we'll soon see why he had these two names, Nachmeni and Abaya, but Abaya surrounded me, he besieged me with different psakim of the Amoraim, and he brought me a open brisa that shows that in the case of the goy who put his hand into the wine to show the storekeepers that there is wine there, that in fact it's usher not only b'shti, it's also usher b'hano. Shmaitza, dahu of the David Naido, what is the psakim of the Amoraim le'isser? Because there was such a story in Nardo where a goy did shichshuch, he agitated the wine for another reason, and yet va'aser Shmuel said that the wine is still aser bano. B'Tveria, and a similar incident took place, va'aser Rabbi Yochanan said that the wine is aser bano. Va'amrilei, and I, Rava, said to Abaya, lefishena b'nei Torah. Oh, it's not aser mi'ikra din. Really, it's mutter like I paskin, that it's mutter bano. But why did they aser it? Because in Tveria and in Nardo, the people were Amoratz, and they were not B'nai Torah, and we know if a person's Amoratz, he'll be Madama Milsa La Milsa, and if we'll be Matarim this, he'll be come to be Matar something else, which is really Asur Bano, and that's why L'chumra, they told him that it's Asur Bano, but really Me'ikra Din, it's Mutar Bano. V'Amar Li and Abaya responded to me, Tveria v'Nardo, Einem B'nai Torah, the Mechuzah B'nai Torah. And in Mechuzah, where you paskin it there, they are B'nai Torah. If you say in Tveria and Ardoa, they're not B'nai Torah, and that's why you have to be Machmer, even though it's Mutter Mikra, then the same should apply to Mechuzah as well. Now, getting to the point of who Nachmeni was, Nachmeni is Abaye, and Rashi in Gittin, the Flamadalam of Beis, tells us that Abaye was raised by Rabba Bar Nachmeni, and Rabba called Abaye after his father. However, whose name was Nachmeni. However, Rabbi Kiveger, there in Gittin, in the name of the Orach, in the name of the Goinim, says that really Abaye was Rabba's nephew. So the grandfather of Abaye was Rabba's father, Nachmeni. And Alts covet of his father, he didn't want to call his father in his name, which is the proper Derech Eretz, but he didn't even want to refer to anyone else with the name of Nachmeni, even of his nephew, who was called Nachmeni after his grandfather. And therefore he referred to him as Abaye, which is the Aramaic word for Avi, my father. And finally, the Chassam Sofer says his name was Nachmeni. Why was he called Abaye? It's a nutrikin, an acronym for four words, Aleph, Beis, Yud, Yud, which stands for Asher Becho Yeruchim Yosai, that Hashem is the Av liyosaimim, and in Hashem, the Yosim gets Rachmanis. The Rabbanu Shalom is his father, and he takes care of the Yosim, so that's why he referred to Nachmeni, to his nephew Nachmeni, who was a Yosim, he referred to him with the acronym of Abaye. Now, when it says here that Abaye surrounded Rava, Akva Nachmeni, Shmaitzu Maslisa de Osir, so Rashi says, in Divri Amaschel Akva Nachmeni, approximately in the middle of the Amud of Rashi's, says Rashi, V'leser kol yayin hachavias. He wanted to prohibit all the wine in the chavias. Now, we have learned the sugya, according to Rashi, that the whole discussion, the machlokes here between Rava and the two Rav Hunas, is the wine in the bucket. Yet here Rashi says that this issue was connected to the wine in the chavias as well. So really, the Dikduke Seifrim tells us that the correct Girsan Rashi is Lesser Kol Yayin Shebedavlo, that to prohibit, Abaye wanted to show Rava that all the wine in the Davla is usur. And a proof to this would be, because when Rava told Rav Huna Bered Rav Nachman what he had originally paskined, which was a claim, but actually Rashi told us that it wasn't true, but he claimed to Rav Huna that I only said was mutter was the wine in the barrel, but the wine in the bucket, that is Asur Bano. But we see that when he spoke to Rav Huna, he said that the wine in the barrel is mutter. So, as we explained, because he might pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, or he might hold that the din of Taruvus even according to the Tanakhama, would not aser the whole barrel if we're speaking about stam yenim and not yain nesach. So that's why the correct Girsa says that the Duke Seifrim is that a buyer wanted to prove to me that what I had paskin originally, that the yayin in the bucket was mutter, that wine is aser banah, but we're not speaking about the wine in the rest of the chavis. The wine in the rest of the chavis, that indeed could be mutter. Continues the Gemara. We have shown Abaye proved to Rava from the Psakim of Amoraim. And now he's going to bring a Brisa to prove that Rava had paskin wrong. Masnisa, the Brisa is the Agardimim, as Rashi explains. The Agardimim of the Kechavim were people who were government inspectors. They inspected weights, measurements, and prices. And this person was a wine taster. He wanted to make sure that the wine was not diluted, that it was not soiled, foul wine, and he would taste it and see if it met the standards of the government for good wine. And then Rashi says he also would serve as a middleman to be a salesman. He would be able to tell prospective clients that this is good wine to buy. So this Gentile, Oivet Kechavim, government inspector, once came, Shekodach, he punctured the seal of the barrel, Bimenikas, with a tube, the Hela, through the air pressure, he was able to suck out the wine that was in the barrel. But as Duran explains, the wine in the barrel was a foundation for the wine that was coming up through the tube. Oy, shetoa minakois vechzira l'chavis, or, as Rashi explains, the Jew gave the goy wine in a cup, and then the goy took it, and he put, after he had tasted it, he put the wine of the cup back into the chavis. And the Rishonim explained that we are worried that when he did that, he also touched the wine in the barrel. Zehoya Maisa, this actually occurred. Vasru, and they prohibited. My love, Behano. When it says that they prohibited the wine, it means also Behano. So this is a question on the Psak of Rava. Because Rava said that when there's another kavana in mind of the goy, we're not worried about yayin nesach, and it doesn't become aser banah. And here there was a different kavana, because here when he used the tube, the purpose was, even though by using the tube and tasting the wine, agitating the wine in the tube, it would be considered that he's agitating the wine in the barrel itself. And yet we say that it's aser b'hanah, even though he had a different kavanah to taste it. Or in the second case, he had a different kavanah, he was going to put back the wine from the cup into the barrel. And yet we say that it's aser b'hanah. So the Gemara answers, loy b'shtia. A Rava tried to answer Abaye's question by saying, no, how do you know? Asrua could mean it was only aser b'shtia. Okay, the goy touched the wine, so it is aser b'shtia. But maybe it's still mutter banah. Now Rashi speaks out that it's not clear in this case who returned the wine to the barrel. Was it the goy or was it the Jew? Now if it was the Jew that returned the wine to the barrel, we would have a bigger question than our question on the wine in the bucket. Because as we learned before, Rava said, the wine in the bucket, after Abaye had proven him he was wrong, he told Rav Huna, the wine in the bucket is aser, but the wine in the barrel is mutter banah. And what was the case in Mechuza where the Jew, in anger, had thrown back the wine of the bucket into the barrel, as Rashi told us, saying to the goy, you're not going to drink any of this wine. So it was the Jew who had taken wine that, according to the Psak of Abaye and Rava's reversal, was usur b'hanah, and he was putting it back into the rest of the barrel, and we're saying that the wine in the rest of the barrel is mutter b'hanah. Now, if in our case over here, by the government inspector, it's the Jew who's putting the wine back, and yet we say it's usur, and we want to say it's usur b'hanah, so then we're usuring the whole barrel with a taruvus. We have prohibited wine in the tube, we have prohibited wine in the cup, and now it's affecting the rest of the barrel, and we're saying the rest of the barrel is usur b'hanah. So that would be a bigger question on Rava.
Tells us Rashi that would not be a question on Rava, because he could say, I pasken like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the prohibited wine b'taruvus does not prohibit the rest of the wine which the Jew mixed it in.
The Gemara is not asking that. The Gemara is asking on the wine only in the bucket. Why? Because we're speaking about that the goy put the wine back into the barrel. The government inspector put the wine back from the tube into the wine barrel, from the cup into the wine barrel. So it's not a question of goyish wine in Jewish kosher wine, but rather it's a question that the goy has affected not only the wine in the tube, not only the wine in the cup, but he's directly affected all the wine. He's made all the wine, even in the chavis yayin nesach. So whatever the psak over here is in the whole barrel will be the same as the psak as far as the bucket is concerned in our case. Where in our case, of the Mechuzah case, the Jew is the one who threw in anger the wine back to the barrel. But in our case, it's the goy who put the wine back. So whatever psak we're going to give to the chavis in the government inspector case is going to be the same, or should be the same, in the case of the davla of the bucket in the Mechuzah case. So that's the Gemara's question. Since the goy here put it back into the chavis, and you say it's usher not only b'shti, it's also usher b'noah, so how can you, Rava, say that the wine in the bucket is mutter b'noah? It should be usher b'noah. So explains Rashi the Gemara's kasha here. So how did Rava want to defend himself? Loi b'shtiya. It's only usher b'shtiya, but it's mutter b'noah. So Abaye countered, yihachi, listen to yimacher. It should say, whenever something is usur, b'shtiya, and mutter b'noah, the way to express it is, it should be sold to a goy, and then we know the Jew can't drink it, it's usur b'shtiya, but it's mutter to be sold. And in fact, kidiktani seifa, in the seifa of that brice, that we find a case where that's the halacha, that it's mutter it's usur b'shtiya, but it's mutter b'noah. Chorom oivit kechavim, Rashi says a chorom is a meshuganer, a crazy goy who makes fights with everybody, and he's quick to do things off the cuff without thinking what he's doing. Shaloi bekavana, shahoy shid yada lachavis. He put his hand into a barrel. Kesavir shalshamini. He told everybody, "Oh, this is oil. I'm putting my hand into the oil." V'nimtza shal yayin. And it was found that after he put his hand in, that it was wine. In fact, zehayamaisa. This is an incident that occurred. V'amru, and they paskin yimacher. It should be sold. Now, obviously, this case is mutter b'noah because here he didn't even know that it's wine. So for sure, there is no chash that he made it nisach yayin for his avodah zarah when he thinks it's shemen. So here it's mutter b'noah, yimacher, it should be sold. However, if you're telling me the reisha, where he knew it was wine, the wine taster was coming to taste the wine, there it says v'asru, they asrud, it doesn't say yimacher. So l'chayr asru means not only asr b'shtiya, but it's even asr b'noah, t'yufta the rabbi t'yufta. So from these psakim of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan in Tveria and in Nahar Dor, and from the Brisa over here, we see that Rava is upgeschlagen and it's a t'yufta, checkmate. Rava is wrong with his original psak. And on that, once Rava conceded that it is Asur B'noah, then the top of the Amid, the way Rashi learns the Sugya, follows that Rav Huna Breid Rav Nachman came to Mechuzah, and at that time, Rava had already retracted his original Psak based on the questions of Abaye. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Arza, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uroi, Aviyasvi. They were sitting, because Shas Chamer, they were drinking wine. Asa hu gavra, a person came, Amrulei, and they thought he's a Jew, and they said to him, Ta Ashkinan, please pour us something to drink. Labas de Ramalukasa, after he poured the wine into the coast, Igloi Milsa, it was discovered, that who they thought was a Jew was really a Goy. So Chad Asra Filibanda. So now the question is, what to do with the wine? The Goy touched the wine. So one of these Amaroyim prohibited the wine not only to drink, but it was also Asr Banah. The Chadshoy Afilabashtia, and one went to the other extreme and said, not only is it Mutter Behanah, it's even Mutter Bashtia. Om Rabbi Shu ben Levi, Manda Asr Shapar Asr. The one who prohibited everything, even Behanah, is correct. He has a good Svara. Umanda Shori, the one who permitted everything, even Bashtia, Shapar Shori has a good reason why he permitted it as well. Now we're going to see the Svara of each. Manda Asr, as we turn to Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, Meimer Amr, what did the Goy say to himself? Salka Daita de Rabbanon, Ki Hai Shikr Kashasu. Such Choshu Rabbanon, do you think they're going to sit down and have a glass of beer? They're going to drink a beer. They are chasher rabbanim. They're not going to drink beer. They're going to drink wine. So avada, this is wine. Elavada hai chamrahu. Vinaschei, he knew it was wine, and he had kavana to make nisach. Mandishari, shapur shari, the one who said it's mutter, also had a good reason to say it's mutter, even b'shtia. Because meimer amr, you know what the goy thought himself. Salke datach the rabbanon kihani chamru kashasa v'omar ledidi toashkinan. Do you think, as Rashi says, these rabbanim ksherim, these are these chashiva holy rabbis? Do you think that the goy knows that a goy is not supposed to touch Jewish wine? He's not supposed to pour the wine for the Jew. So do you think that they would ask me to pour them a drink? Impossible. So you know what it must be. Elavadei shichrehu. It must be beer kashasa they're drinking. V'loi naschei. So when he poured it, he did not have kavana to pour it l'shem the avodah zora. And therefore, not only is it mutter b'hanoa, it's even mutter b'shtia because he thought that it was beer, and therefore it is totally mutter even b'shtia. Frey the Gemara, how could he think that it's beer? Vaka chazi, he saw it. Belalia entered the Gemara. The Gemara answers that it was at night, so he didn't see it. Ivaka marchle, he smelled it. No, bechadita, it was new wine. New wine doesn't have a smell, so it was possible for him to mistake that it was beer. Ivaka naga be benatla. The Gemara thought that he poured it to the rabbis with a ladle. Vahavale magoi v'kacham shloi v'kavana. So he was pouring wine, a goy, Oved Oved Zor was pouring wine without kavana, va'aser, and it's aser at least b'shtia. This would be the case, like the chachamim, in the case of medida, where shaloi b'kavana, where you touch something without kavana, and it'll be aser b'shtia, and it'll be mutter b'ano. You're not doing it for yayin nesach, so it's mutter b'ano. But there's still the Isser of Stam Yenem of Benoseyem, and therefore it'll be Osir Bishtia. So the Gemara says, like Tzricha de Kamarka Rukei, we have to say that he didn't put the wine into their cup with a ladle, because then it would come out that it would be touching the wine through the ladle, but rather from the barrel itself, from a smaller barrel, he was able to lift it up and pour it directly into the cup of the Rabbanon. He poured it in. So then it's considered his koyach that is putting it in. But it's shloi b'kavana. He didn't have kavana. But kol koyach shloi b'kavana l'kazer b'rabbanon. If we don't consider it naga, we consider it he's doing it through his power of lifting it up and pouring it in. So koichai shalei b'kavana is not part of the gzeres chachamim, and therefore it's mutter, even b'shtia. So Rashi, on the third line, asks, if we come out that he poured it in, so if so, what's the svar of the mandi armor that asks it even b'ano? It's koichai. So Rashi answers, we're still chayshish that maybe, even though he was pouring it, he touched it. Because we weren't really paying much attention. We thought that he's a Jew. These Rabbanim thought that a Jew was pouring them. So Mela, therefore, we are worried that he actually touched it. And since he actually touched it, that's why they, one of the Rabbanim Paskin, that not only is it Aser B'Shtiyah, it's also Aser B'Hanah. Now, Tosfos on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph brings down that according to Rashi Shita, this Gemara is very good. Because as we mentioned in the Sugya in Daf Nun Vav, Rashi is not mechalek between touching something directly or touching the wine through something else. Like the case of the person who came off the palm tree and accidentally touched the wine through the tip of a lulav. Rashi holds there's no difference. That's considered touching the wine. So this Gemara is very good. The Gemara is saying that this is touching the wine, shaloi bekavana, and it should be at least aser b'shtiyah. Why do you say it's mutter not only b'hano, it's even mutter b'shtiyah? The Gemara answers, he poured it, it's considered kaiche. Kaiche shaloi bekavana, the Gemara, the Rabbanu weren't geyser. But that's only good according to Rashi, who says there's no difference if you directly touched it or you touched it through an instrument, through something else, like here the ladle. However, according to Tosfos that said there is a nafkamina, and Tosfos sheet is that if you touch something in the wine indirectly, the din is not only is it shalai b'kavana, not only is it mutter b'ano, it's even mutter b'shtiyah. So if so, what's the Gemara's kasha here that it should be usher? And that's why one of the ways Tosfos learns is that we have to be goyrus over here, that v'ha kanaga bay, not that the Gemara is saying v'ha kanaga bay b'nakla, but rather the Gemara thought that his hands actually came into contact with the wine directly, not through a ladle. That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answers that he poured it out, his hands did not come into contact with the wine. But according to Tosfos, we have to say, in order to understand the Gemara's kasha here, why it should be usher, we have to say that it's speaking not through a ladle that he touched the wine, but actually he touched it with his hands, according to Shitas HaTosfos. Continues the Gemara, boy, my name is Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, Yain Shemoscha of the Chomau. What happens if a goy diluted wine with water? What's the din with that wine? Is it usher or not? Amar lei. So first he asked them, the other Rabbi Yochanan asked back to Rav Asi, ve'ema mazgoi. Why are you using a lashon of mazgoi? Why don't you use the lashon of the Gemara used the mazgoi? As Rashi explains, they used to have very strong wine and it had to be diluted with water before they could drink it. And the lashon the Gemara always uses is mazgoi. Amar lei. So Rav Asi answered, ano kedichsiv kamina. I used the lashon that's written in the pasuk. Tafcha. The pasuk says that she tafcha. The correct lashon of the pasuk is tafcha tifcha. She slaughtered her meat and mascha yena. She diluted her wine. So you see that the lashon of dilution, the way the pasuk, which is a pasuk in Mishlei, speaks about it, is the mascha. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan responded, lashon Torah la'atzma, v'lashon chacham la'atzmai. That Einachan, I mean, the Torah uses the lashon of mascha for dilution, but the way the chacham referred to it is mazag. That's wine with water. In fact, maschai, according to the lashon chachamim, could even mean the mixing together of two different wines. So you should use the precise lashon of the chachamim, which is mazgai. But then, after they went through the understanding as far as the lashon is concerned, they asked them the halacha. Mai, what is the halacha? Armalei, usser. So Rabbi Yochanan responded, it's usser. And Rashi says that he meant to say it's usser b'shtiya and it's mutter b'ano. Why? Because let's analyze why he told them it's usser. Mishum leich leich amrin nazira. Schar, schar. We tell a nazir who's not allowed to drink wine or eat grapes, we tell when he comes near a kerem, lekarma leisikra. Go away, nazir. Go around the vineyard. If you're going to go through the vineyard by accident, you might rip off a grape and start eating it. So memela, that's the lashon for harchaka. Ein echanami me ikra din. It's mutter. As Rashi explains, says the goy didn't touch it, but we still want him to be marchak. But what is it usher in? It's only usher in shtiyah, says Rashi, not anah. Because Rashi says this cannot be worse than the case of the person who touched the wine, al yidei dover achar, shaloi bekavana, where there it is usher b'shtiyah and mutter b'anah. So this case can't be worse where he completely didn't come into contact with the wine at all, that it should even be usher b'anah. So therefore, he was telling him it's a chumrah, but the chumrah is only that it's usher b'shtiyah, but it's mutter b'anah. And then the Gemara relates two incidents that bring out the same point. Rabbi Yirmiya Ikla Safta, he came to a place called Safta. Chaza Chamri saw wine. The mazgi of the chum, the goy, was diluting. Ve'ishti Yisrael Minei, and the Jew would drink it. Ve'osrlu, he told him it's osr. Why? Because Mishum Leich Leich Amri Nazira. We tell the Nazir, go away. Schor, schor. Go around the Kerem. Lekarmel Estikrav, don't come into the Kerem. Itmor Nami. Amr Rab Yoichanan, Vamr Lo Amr Rab Asi Amr Rab Yoichanan, Yain Shemozga, Kachavim, Asim Shrim, Lech Lech Amri Nazira. We tell the Nazir, go away, Schor, Schor, go around the Kerem. Lakarmele Sikrav, this is a Lashon of Archaka, and even though the Goy didn't come into any contact with the wine whatsoever, there's a Chumrah here that the Chachamim place that the wine is Asr B'Shtiyah, but it is Mutter B'Hanah.